Fill a room with a variety of people, and you'll hear a variety of opinions. That was true Thursday afternoon when Wisconsin's Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, or DATCAP, took up a contentious topic: how large farming operations are regulated. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz gives us a snapshot.
Every 4 years, DATCAP reviews what's called the Livestock Facility Siting Law. It applies to large operations called CAFOs. Most are dairies, and their numbers have swelled from 90 two decades ago to over 300 today. As CAFOs have multiplied, so have concerns about their impact on air and water. DATCAP says the rules that oversee farming practices, including how manure is stored and how close a CAFO operates to its neighbor, are intended to balance public health while at the same time supporting animal agriculture. Vic Carolunas lives in Jefferson County near a CAFO and worries about its impacts to the watershed they share.
Buffers are absolutely critical, I think, to every operation out there to keep the streams and local waterways cleaner than what they are right now.
Greene County resident Bethany Storm thinks the state should rely on local expertise instead of treating Wisconsin's varied landscape with one-size-fits-all regulations.
My local county land and water conservation staff know the landscape in Greene County. They know that my town, that 95% of my town sits on karst rock over very little topsoil. They know that barnyards that were built straddling our trout streams have caused problems in the past. Wisconsin needs local control back.
I am a farmer. We have a CAFO.
Ann Keeler traveled from Platteville, saying her family banded with four others to keep their farm alive.
And we have grown and we have increased because that's what we need to do to stay viable, to support our family. I am in favor of rules and regulations because I also want clean air, clean water.
But Keeler says her family doesn't need more regulations to farm responsibly. Two hearings remain, an on Alaska and Spooner, before DATCAP presents its final draft in November. It's likely the plan will not please everyone across Wisconsin's varied landscape. Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.